Verizon.
Button or anything?
Oh, so I guess that's
That's way off.
That's way off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. Okay, we are on the record. We're recording.
All right, shall we do the flag salute?
Sure.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the September 20th, 2021 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat. And a notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Perhaps.
And Mr. Drill is. I hope so.
It's no fun.
No. Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Absent.
Ms. Johnson?
Present.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Absent.
Mr. Malay?
Indeed.
Mr. Scheich?
Here.
And Mr. Sine?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So there's a couple of minutes up front here. The first one is July 12th, 2021. They were distributed previously, and you see the eligible members on there. If anybody has any questions or comments on those minutes.
I had one minor correction from Mr. Malay from the council report. I had one of the, when he was discussing road paving, I had the name of one of the roads.
Yeah, it was minor.
Okay. So I fixed that. That was the only thing that I got on the July 12th minute.
Mm-hmm. I'll make the motion since I made the adjustment.
And I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
And Mr. Sement?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The next up is the minutes from August 16, 2021. Any comments or questions or concerns on those minutes?
I had a couple comments that were addressed already, I believe.
Yes, and then Sue had another one. I had Mr. Scheich listed as present and absent.
Yes.
When he was absent.
I was here in
spirit. Well done.
As you always do.
In two places at once.
El Jefe.
Yeah, El Asociate.
So all right. Changes have been made, those corrections.
Okay, is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
And Mr. Sime?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. So now we don't have any resolutions. We have a public hearing. County of Hunterdon, Department of Public Safety, Exxon Capital Corp, 1545 22 East, Lot 30, Lot 30. Applicant Hunterdon County Department of Public Safety is requesting waiver from site plan approval to install a roof-mounted wireless telecommunications repeater and associated equipment atop the existing building at the above reference property occupied by ExxonMobil.
So, the applicant is not going to be coming tonight. They have asked to postpone until October 4th because in Tom Barron's memo, he referenced that the applicant should address the height from the ground to the top of their apparatus, which was not addressed in the plans.
Right.
So he said they should provide testimony. But then it was also decided, several emails and conversations, that it should not be providing testimony. It should be on paper via an exhibit or a plan submitted. so they were not able to, and this all this came about today, the discussion, so they were not able to come up with that today, so they asked to go to October 4th, and they asked to be first, which mm-hmm. is not a problem.
That sounds reasonable to me.
You need a motion?
Yeah, do we need a motion to carry it, or what do we do? Just
You know what? I guess let's, it can't hurt to do it.
Was it noticed?
Yeah, because we don't want to read.
No, there was no notice, because it's a waiver.
Oh, there's no. So I think you can
just do it.
Yeah.
Carry it.
Okay.
The board approves, or if there's any...
Yeah, we don't object.
Okay.
Is there a big meeting on the 4th? When you say it's first, at this point, do we have a lot of
them? No, right now, we do not. Let me just think a second. The other applications that are getting ready to go, I don't think I have
first and last.
For the planning board yet. The only other thing we may have is the if we get to that ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the status of that will be.
Yes, we will probably have that
ordinance
in the sequence. That's the AH-10 ordinance. Yes,
yeah.
I would think we will have that. But okay. We can certainly do that.
So, but again, that's a quick one.
Right.
Good.
Yep.
So, there's the vouchers.
Good.
So, any questions? I've looked at them. Denise cleared up. There was a few concept plans for things we didn't see here yet.
That's great, Phil.
I just got another one, and I'm waiting. They sent everything in, but I'm waiting on the escrow agreement.
Okay. Good. Yeah, I mean, the ones that I saw, I'm happy to see them moving forward because those are spots that really need it.
Exactly.
Sherrod's and all.
Which would be nice. Mm-hmm. So in the concept plan, they've signed an escrow agreement in advance before Tom or anyone meets them, right? Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure. I was never really.
Wait, what was that?
They signed the escrow agreement in advance before we can talk.
Yes. So they have to set, and this happens all the time.
Right.
They typically try to submit a request, and I say, okay, well, we need to check. And this one, of course, has come in piecemeal, and it's the same attorney on all three. This is the third one that they're submitting, and they still send it all piecemeal.
Okay. it's been a good process over the years, because otherwise they have to come here.
Right.
And they're gonna pay more for everybody to show up, even if they don't need, so this way they can have a targeted discussion.
Work out the kinks.
It's much better. It's much more efficient than what they do in other towns.
Right.
Yeah. So almost improve the doctors.
Yeah. And especially now, as far as efficiency, since we started with virtual meetings,
mm-hmm.
professionals don't even have to come to the town. So they're just doing them virtual, which works out really great for everybody. Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's a motion I hear from...
I'll motion the vouchers approval.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Simmons?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Good. So that would be a land speed record. any reports while we're here?
You want to drag it out so it's not quite so long?
No.
I'll be real fast. Wednesday we have a council meeting at which we intend, or at least we should have a resolution to hopefully move ahead on the disc golf course at Marukian
mm-hmm.
and the change of use there. We will also likely be introducing, I hope, the AH-10 ordinance, the revision that we need for the Grey Rock area. That is needed for our affordable housing plans, and also really that area needs some major upkeep. Work has begun on the Grey Rock Road project, so they have started that. That's excellent.
And the first section was very smooth, I might add.
Indeed. And I have an item that if it's not on the agenda for the Ordinance Committee, I wish to place it there.
Yeah.
And that is a review of the latest and greatest state requirements for electric vehicle charging stations.
Ah, so I was going to say, that is on our agenda, given the
new ordinance, the statewide mandated ordinance that supersedes all, it appears. So
we're probably going to need some professional help on that one. This is, everyone will recall from our last hearing, we went around and around and around on this.
Right.
So they've issued some stuff. And honest to God, there's 20 different links in the stuff they've issued, and I just started digging through them. So it's like a Russian doll or something. Yes. I feel. Yeah. But we will get there, and let Brian finish his report.
No, that was pretty much the whole of it.
When it comes to that kind of stuff, it's like brand new, earth-shattering precedent. Like, mm-hmm. What is the typical process for how you guys actually implement that? Is it kind of engaging, like, local expeditors who know how to, like, or, like, attorneys who interpret it a certain way that, like, works on behalf of the town?
The league helps.
Well, yeah, and typically, this is unusual, I think. I can't recall too many things. Kevin's been around longer than I have, but I don't recall too many things this foisted upon town.
Yeah, where the state just overtook
a lot. Yeah, usually there's like something with the marijuana legislation where there's a time period for
the
adoption.
Grandfather period. Yeah.
The stormwater management rules where there's a time in which you have to update your ordinances and get them in line. And this is basically saying, this is where, if you're reviewing these, this is how it's going to be.
Right.
And catch up.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
So does that mean that any formal in-process application might have to?
Yes.
Wow.
And that would be something Katie and John would advise.
Right.
Interesting.
So, and this is over and above what had come out in the spring. This is
right. It's like a little bit more concrete. And like, here's some more direction, but it's still going to change.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, didn't they? I thought they had said that it was any application that got filed after the date of the rule,
right.
Which meant that some of ours go through without it.
Correct.
And then some of them end up having to have it, I think.
I don't think we have too many.
It's just the one. It's just the one on Route 31 that I think needs it at this point.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is subsequent. This is a new thing since that.
Right. Yeah. We're like,
this is
like
a new ordinance. Stuff. Yeah.
Is it worthwhile? I'm just throwing this out there. Like to just require any other applicants that were in that limbo period to just adhere to it for the sake of.
I don't think we're if it's something that was previously filed. I don't think we have anything that really applies. But anything that's already done and has preliminary, I would think too, has to play by the rules that they already had.
Okay, I was thinking good faith.
Kind of application rule is, I think, what that is.
Okay.
But yeah, it's interesting stuff. So. That's on your agenda.
It is on the agenda. So it's funny. It already was sort of halfway there. Now it's fully there because I admit on the corner of my desk is sitting the site plan waiver stuff, gathering dust, which I hope to undust.
We only have a few meetings left to introduce.
I know. So this is the one where we've talked about, which kind of would have come into play tonight with Exxon. The township has, I'll call it, a two-lane process right now. There's some exemptions that can be done. Like there are certain things by rights you're exempt from an application, and there are certain things they can come to the planning board for site plan waivers.
Mm-hmm.
What we've talked about a lot is putting kind of a middle administrative route in there to streamline the process for the applicants, for the township, for the planning board, and the board adjustment, actually. So we've been working on that language, and it's funny, before all the EV stuff, we started talking about should the EV be in there as either an exemption or an administrative waiver. So we need to rethink that a little bit, perhaps. But I need to look at this stuff and understand how it plays in. It might just be a totally separate can of worms, I'm afraid.
Yeah, at this point, you may as well pull it out, almost.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. And the question becomes, is this more pressing than the site plan waiver thing, given, okay, that's where I am, too. So thank you.
Yeah.
So the site plan waiver thing, we're actually pretty close. I want to have a side conversation with some of the board chairmen, and we just want to make sure that we're aligned, and then we will have hopefully something for introduction within the next few weeks, months. But we want to get it done, because the idea is it does really streamline, and it builds on what I think Denise knows and loves. Years ago as a township, we allowed her to rule on completeness reviews, which I think has been wonderful for the applicants, the township, and the boards. It's kind of taking that to the next step, allowing that for some site plan waivers with some, you know, rules around it. It's not free for all, certainly not. But it's I think it's a nice next step. And I need to meet with you one more time on it because I had some questions. I'm pointing to Denise as I say that. So hopefully soon on that. Those are the two big pressing things. There's some other smaller minor things that we finished most of the stuff in the master plan review. There might be a few more things from some of the Board of Adjustment memos we've gotten over the years. I have a running list I'd have to pull up. That's all I got.
Good. Good. Progress is being made.
I have one thing. While we're on the ordinance subcommittee, Brian, maybe you know what the process should be, but something has, I think, fallen through the cracks. So, for example, the ordinance change for the whole Route 22 rezoning, that information is not being supplied to the tax assessor. So the tax records are not being changed.
And the tax records reflect the zone?
Hope we updated the map.
Doesn't matter. Nobody sent it to Jeff. So, for example, I got a call last week on a particular property, and I my first quick reference when it's just a quick call is I look in the tax record.
Yeah, of course.
And I told him what zone it was, and he said to me, "Are you sure?" I said, "Well, that's what the tax record is showing me."
Oh.
A couple of days later, I get an email from someone who says, "Well, I have an email from former Mayor Higgins and Mayor Millay, who said this, this, and this, that this property was rezoned." And I said, "Well, I haven't seen that. Can you please send it to me?" So they did.
Did they have it recorded at the county?
But it is rezoned, for sure.
Yes, it is rezoned.
So is that a notification?
Yes. So, but again, and now, and I didn't even know about that, because I didn't realize that it was just one property that was carved out. It was changed from ROM to
RR4, right. At least. I don't know what.
Yeah, RR4, whatever, one of the RR4s.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got back to him. I said, "Look, I said, I apologize. You know, tax record wasn't updated. You know, I misinformed you." And so.
So, do we.
And I checked with Jeff on that, and he's like, "Well, nobody told me anything." And I'm like, okay, so I don't know whose responsibility it should be.
Wouldn't it be the applicant who has to file that on record with the county?
No, the applicant's not aware of it. It's our tax record. Right.
So it's us. It's the town hall.
I'm sending myself a note.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the clerk needs to notify the tax assessor.
Right.
Yep, I will address that.
That's a fair point. Wow.
It's great. You send it to yourself. It comes up as note to self.
I know. I do that a lot. Are you kidding? Sometimes, late at night, I think of something. I'm like, oh, so I don't forget in the morning.
But it confuses me.
That's a great question, though. So,
great question.
Good.
Environmental.
The question they had, there's a bunch of new folks on the group, and they're just... They asked about the process for providing feedback to applications. So they sent something in. I think it was after the last hearing. Up on 31.
Yeah, the affordable housing bills.
But then they were really grilling me, saying, "Well, we wanted to see stormwater." I thought their stormwater was done and reviewed with the engineers. But I think they're trying to go, they said they spent 3.5 hours reviewing the whole package. And I tried to explain to them, we have an environmental consultant as well, and we have an engineer.
Right.
But I think they could use a little
guidance.
A little more guidance
on
what to do. I think it's just because in years past, there were some longstanding folks there who kind of knew the process.
And they did it.
And they sort of just did it. And now the whole team was trying to do it. So I think it's just probably an education. And I don't know exactly what to tell them beyond what I did, which is just give it your environmental view. Don't look at all the engineering questions. We have experts doing that. You're welcome to do that, but you're kind of duplicating efforts. Because then they want to report back on all their issues and how they were addressed. And I said, that's also not really the way it works.
I'm hoping to attend the next Environmental Commission meeting.
We'll
go through it, maybe work out a nice process for them that's not
too
difficult. And what's great is using the box, all those files are digital, right? I would imagine you can provide them to them electronically, and then they don't have to worry about
it. I do send them electronically.
Because in the old days, when I was on the Historic Commission, we had to come down here and pick up the package.
Right, you had to pick up the package
and schedule a meeting and get it in time.
Yeah, so I still have, and maybe you guys, if you remember, can ask, or I'll send an email. Actually, I'm not, who should I be emailing as the head now?
I That's one of the things I have to sort out when I get there.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's another question they have.
Do they still want hard copy plans? Because for the last two applications, they were both the affordable housing applications, I told them that the plans were here. They did not pick them up. And I provided them with the link. So it seems as though they want to work from the link, but I don't want to just make that decision and not get the paper.
I'll make that decision for them. I would say use the link.
I would say use the link.
There's absolutely, I mean, it's going to cut down on it because when you have to try to find the time to get in here, pick them up, have everybody review it, and schedule it in 5 days.
They're generally tech savvy, you know, so they're not.
And get on the program. If they're not requiring the copies for the planning board, it's hard to require for a commission that they dispense to the applicant.
Right. So, and the other thing is the timing because they're meeting in October and coincide with the planning board meeting, and then they just have to be aware of that.
So we still have final.
Yeah, and the Ingerman, that went through very quickly.
Record time.
What is the, how do you guys hold the environmental ordinance? Is that like an open meeting? I would just love to fly on the wall.
It's not open meeting. They're all open. Nobody ever comes.
Is it electronics?
I think it's the
last one or two.
I think the first was, I think, environmental.
It's on the website.
Thursday?
Yeah, I think first Thursday.
It should be on the website.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's downstairs in the room down there.
Conference room.
Yeah, the first door on the right when you come in, there's a conference room. I don't know if that door's been open when you've been here.
The whole EV thing, I've been just in a rabbit hole mentally, like late at night for the last 3 weeks, just like, you know, professionally and for the sake of this board, like, what are we going to do with this, you know? Very interested in that.
Yeah, no, otherwise they're fine.
Good.
All right, anybody else have anything else for the sake of good order?
May I ask another question? I know that a couple of meetings back we had discussed, I'm not sure if it's, like, formally in place now, but we had discussed, like, maybe a need or an interest in, like, some type of specialty architectural review board for the ongoing applications for affordable housing coming in?
I don't know that I was in that meeting.
I don't think so.
Did this come up?
It came up.
The Verukian property, where we talked about the color scheme?
I think it was, right. And
maybe I wasn't.
In the past, we've done these, we'll have a couple of folks, not a quorum, be available to work with the applicant to just, you know, help them or agree to their color chain or their colors or something. And you couldn't come to agreement, you could kick it back to the whole board.
I anticipate that not being required for a bit of time then if it's for Marukian, because they're working their way through their
process.
It takes
them a while.
And I think, if I remember correctly, that the main reason that came up was because it was mentioned that since COVID, sometimes they have difficulty with specific materials,
like
being able to get the exact color they order by the time they place the order.
Yeah, I would think, and I don't mean by a bit of time, a long, long, long time. But
I think that's a driver, it's not necessarily the root cause.
It'll be a few months.
Well, we had a couple meetings for the Beaverbrook project, where we went through that. We went through the colors and the size of the windows and all that fun stuff.
Okay. Well, happy to get involved with you.
Usually what comes up with an application, and we just tend to not want to put it all on the professional. And even our architect, if you notice, doesn't typically come. That's just a report. So.
Right.
We've got a good one on staff. I know. On staff.
Good.
That was so often.
Yes.
I remember I asked that on my first, when I was kind of sitting in. They were like, I was like, may I ask a stupid question?
You speak to Brian as well.
And I was like, who's all associated?
I still don't know.
I forget.
Like,
that.
Is this a member?
I wasn't here for that one.
I don't know. I thought it said El Presidente, so when I told the story to my husband, he was like, oh no. He was a bit mortified, but it's all good.
All right. So if that's it, is there a...
Lady at the end, I think, has something to say.
I will motion.
To adjourn. Is there a second?
The guy at the end will second.
All right, all in favor? Thank you.
Aye.
Thank
you.
All
right.
That's good. That saved me an extra. I thought I was going to end up with two notes to self.
Okay, so let's say we have. Are we off the record now?
Yes.
As long as you don't talk physically.
It's not even, like, important at all.